Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE. It is time for our weekly trip to the Encouragement Lab, and Communications Professor Dr. Mike Hadabaugh is joining us from the lab. We have him on audio today. Dr. Hadabaugh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Scott.
Thank you for being with us, and talk to us about the lab. How are things going? You're doing some remodeling, or is that why we can't see you today?
Yeah, I am, actually. I wish you could see my lab.
Next week.
We got beakers overflowing and, you know, lab stations and all kinds of fun stuff. But we'll figure that out next time the video works.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. But I'm sure you've got something to share with us this morning because we have a brand new spanking new year to
We do. That's what I'm ahead talking of us, about. In fact, so. It's funny. We don't have vision of me, but I want to talk about what does it mean to be 2020?
Ah, right. Okay. What does that mean?
Well, we use it as a vision thing, but now here we are in the year, right?
So yes.
We always want to have 2020 vision, right?
We do.
But guess what? That's not the best vision.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Years ago, I had LASIK surgery, and my expectations. I had really bad astigmatism in one eye, and the doctor was a little like, "Well, I don't think we can get it great, but we can get it way better than it is, and you can probably go outside and not wear glasses and stuff." Well. Long story short, by the time it was done, I had better than 20/20 vision.
And wow.
As a matter of fact, in one eye, I had 20/15 vision.
Okay.
So we've actually had better vision years already than 20/20.
Hmm. Okay. We've already been through those years.
Better.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
But anyway, I want to talk about the fact that I don't know if you've read a lot of these reports about, well, obviously everybody's heard about fake news.
Yes.
But what I'm seeing that's probably both a little scary but also pretty amazing is our ability now, people's ability to make videos of people that, aren't real, just flat out not real, and they look like they're real.
Yeah, I've heard them called deep fake videos.
Yeah, and guess what? I mean, the reality is let's take a little of the scare away from it. Have you seen the new Star Wars movie?
I have.
Well, guess what they use in that movie?
Some deep fake videos, probably.
Bingo. Yeah, Carrie Fisher is not alive anymore. So the videos of her in that movie are deep fake videos. And that doesn't seem to bother us, and it didn't bother me.
No, right.
But we just need to realize that when you see a video of anybody, and where this tends to kind of cause people problems is we see people or politicians that we don't like, and people are going to make videos of them saying things that we are going to go, see, they said that.
Right.
And
then
we're going to throw them up on Facebook. And, already I've seen multiple news organizations this year already be in trouble for posting that very thing. And
ouch.
And here's what I know. So I study cultures a lot. Specifically, what does a millennial think and what does a zoomer think, which is what young adults are starting to be now. And here's what the truth is that authenticity matters more than anything. So as we've got this amazing technology to be fake, we have also this ability to, people are desiring even more authenticity.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
right.
My comment about that is that you need to be hyper aware of when you have made a mistake, when you did post that video you thought for sure was real, instead of doubling down and saying, no, it's not, no, it isn't, the world now is going to start to demand authenticity. And that, to me, is the most important part about 2020 vision, is 2020 vision is about seeing clearly, not fuzzy, not some made up thing. Like I said, you can actually get better vision, but it's about, are we seeing clearly? And so whether it's in your personal life, your business life, whatever, people are going to demand more and more that you be authentic, and that when you mess up, you own up to it immediately, or else you're going to suffer more consequences by not owning up to it than the very fact that you did something that you shouldn't have done. So to me, that's the thing here. As we engage a world that's going to be more and more fake in one aspect, people are going to demand more and more authenticity.
Well, that sounds like good advice, Dr. Hadabaugh. I hope we can all abide by that. I'm afraid, though, with the nature of social media, we may not do so well.
Well, and as you know, as we found out, you know, with multi-generational things, is that, you know, as culture changes, we sometimes look back and go, ooh, what was acceptable 25 years ago is not acceptable anymore. I just read an article. This is a bit of a side crazy note, but, you know, in French culture, there's a one of their most famous authors is a guy that's written about having sexual encounters with young children, you know, under the age of 16. And for years, he's written about it and gotten away with it. Well, guess what? Even in the French culture now, that's been acceptable, sort of. I don't know why, but right. That's not acceptable anymore. And all of a sudden, he's looking at, he's in his 80s, and guess what? He may be prosecuted. He probably should be for that. So that's what I'm saying is realize that you've gotten away with things in your life that as culture shifts, and now it's shifting so quickly that you have to be aware to shift with it. And the big thing I'm pointing out today is being authentic. When you're called out on something that turns out to be true, you have got to immediately embrace that and say, you know what, you're right. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have reposted that video. And if you don't, you will find a big section of people that just find you unbelievable.
Good point. Well, let's hope that they will. But again, the truth is always the best offense, I think. So there you go.
Yeah, even when it hurts sometimes, huh?
That's true. Very true. Dr. Hadabaugh, thanks for joining us this week. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. We'll get the video back up next week.
We will hope to see you next week. That's true, but we'll work on that. So very good. That's Dr. Mike Hadabaugh, everyone. He joins us every Wednesday from the Encouragement Lab to talk with me right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. I'm Scott Micklin. Have a great Wednesday. I will see you tomorrow morning beginning at 8 a.m. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.